This is KSA EDQ monitoring.
KSA, this is at T-Mobile.
Good morning, Mr. T-Mobile.
Good morning, Ray. It's W-A-R-C-Y, the Donald.
Good morning. I guess I've been given a nickname. Just heading into work here, left a little bit early. For some reason, my daughter got up and left and went to school, didn't let my dog out, so I had to get up when she left and let the dog out for the day. So I don't know what was up with her. I'll have to find out.
Well, I hope you don't ground her over it. I don't know how old she is or anything. That's just, you know, when you have a routine and the routine just gets stumbled, those things happen. The nickname came from the fact that when you say your call sign, you rattle it off so fast, the only thing you catch if you try to, like, you know, jot it down would be T-Mobile, because that's all you hear at the end of it. So that's why I call you Mr. T-Mobile, because you're the only one who rattles it off that way.
Yep, I get it. Yeah, we all say it a little bit fast. It's just a habit. I guess some of us need to slow it down a little bit. Well, when we're talking to the usuals, I guess it doesn't matter.
Well, with my call sign being similar to my GMRS call sign, I sometimes screw them up. But Sean came up with a new portion to the RCY portion to my ham call sign, and I don't have my phone with me, and I don't have my spreadsheet in front of me where I wrote it down, and I can't even remember what it was, but maybe I'll run and go grab it when this round table gets going. But yeah, so I have a really cool new nickname for my thing. It's like we all know Jack, and Jack's got a new one, or he got his cam call sign. And we did Detroit Rock City for the DRC portion, or I think that's what it is, DRC. Yeah, Detroit Rock City is how he goes by his. But I don't even want to get into the phonetics, because that was a big argument on the East Coast Reflector a while back. They were saying about using the proper phonetics at all times instead of using things like, you know, Detroit Rock City and whatever my other one that Sean came up with that I jotted down because I kind of like it.
Yeah, so RCY is your initials, right? I'm on the West Bloomfield, finally fixed. I heard that there was a new repeater installed from Dayton, so that's cool. Yeah, I mean, that's, phonetics is okay for us, but when it gets annoying is when there's contesting going on and I'm on there and the bands are, you know, it's hard to hear people, and all you hear is, they, for instance, they use countries for their phonetics. You know, somebody says Germany for G, and I think, oh, there's a station from Germany coming in, but it's really not. They're just using it for their phonetics.
Sounds like nobody else is up yet. Well, RCY is obviously not my initials because my first name is Donald, but I just, like I said, went with the similarity of my GMRS call sign, WRCY, and another operator suggested that because I was going to go something with my initials, and that was already taken, regardless of whether it was a W, a K, or an N, or anything. I couldn't do it that way. Went with my nickname initials, DBK. That was taken. The only way I can get any of those if I were to, I'm only a tech, I'm not even a general yet, was to get my general and possibly get A8DMG or A8DBK, something like that. So I just went with this. It was quick and easy. I just wanted to get rid of the KFABXS call sign that I had originally.
Oh, yeah, that's not your initials. What was I thinking? Yeah, but that's good that you got that call sign, because people aren't going to automatically know that you're new, but even though you're not really new to radio, because I don't know, it used to be when I first got licensed that people for some reason didn't want to talk to new people, or they'd tell us to, you know, get off the repeater, this is a, you know, certain repeater for whatever, I don't know, but I remember that going on a lot, but it's pretty laid back now these days.
Yeah, I remember hearing those horror stories. Like I said before, it took me 50 years to get my, enough people twisting my arm to where I had it, where I did get my license. But yeah, I've heard those horror stories, Monterey, over the years. Really crazy Uper is what RC Wise comes up with, and Sean kind of labeled me that, and I put it down in my notes. Like, I have you on my private list here, a personal list of people that I know on both sides of the frequency bands, and I have you actually written down as Mr. T-Mobile, so I can remember who you are, you know, but yeah, everybody's got some kind of little nickname or notice to what their affiliations is, like, what's one in here, Jack is just, that's just Jack, you know. I got a person in here who's on both the GMRS and stuff, and amateur, and he's a musician, so, yeah, but I had to write it down so I wouldn't forget it, and I grabbed my phone from the transmission, so. All right, let's see if there's anybody else out there. Good morning, it's Wednesday, it's hump day, and it's going to be a hot one.
Yeah, I guess we'll give him a couple more minutes. But, yeah, I don't know if there's anything that, other than what you came up with for my call letters, SZT, that'd be a hard one.
Well, like I said, you know, you just rattled it all off so fast. And you say Z instead of Z. I think that's what, you know, a lot of people aren't used to here. But, yeah, but like I said, the only part that you understand after you hear all the CC8SZT is, and then you say mobile, and I said, oh, it's Ray, it's Mr. T-Mobile, so that's how I just have you in my notes. But, yep. I don't know. I'm just crazy this morning because I haven't had coffee yet. I have absolutely nothing on my agenda today. I already did stuff since 5 o'clock and all that stuff done with emails and ordering stuff. Bank account stuff is all updated. Yeah, so it's going to be a nice, easy day for me today. I just got to stay cool.
Yeah, I really don't know where I came up with the Zed from. I just acquired it from the early days, I guess. Someone told me I should use it because of the Z sounds like other things, I guess. And so does the S, actually, but I don't know. It just stuck.
Well, in the years that I played hockey, I always thought Z for Z or Z for C was a Canadian thing, because that's all you hear in Canada. But no, I you know, when you bring it up that way, then Z does sound like Z, 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 you know, and all these other letters when you're trying to rattle it out. Saying Z for, or Z for Z is absolutely logical, and I do agree that is the better way to say it. So there's no, it does serve a purpose, I think. It's just, you know, a lot of people are used to it and some aren't, you know, for those of us, you know, that, you know, grew up in it. I mean, if I've been a ham operator for decades instead of just, you know, 6 months, however long I've been doing it, 7 months now, yeah, it has an absolute, what's the word I'm thinking of? Anyway, you get my point. Come on, people, wake up.
And I didn't realize it's 71 degrees already, so I looked at the people in front of me and they're not down. I switched over to 1-2, by the way, since my phone field was getting a little scratchy for me.
Yeah, that new West Bloomfield system is, or updated system is definitely making a name for itself, and seems like everybody wants to get on it, because I heard some conversation last night, like, what happened to the West Bloomfield? I can't talk on it. Oh, you didn't get the memo. New PL tone. So now it's all the same PL tone as everything else in the FBI. system that's out there. So that's what makes that work. But yeah, it's a kicking. I hit it the other day. I live in a high rise, as I probably already mentioned, and I face the south and west because the angle of the building is angled about 30 degrees off of Pequinder, and so I face more southwest. But I hit it on a 8-watt handheld from my balcony, really clear, and Phil was surprised just as much as I was surprised that both of our signals were solid into the repeater. So yeah, it's a very good, very well-running machine for those on that side of or that area of Oakland County for sure.
Well, before it went bad, I was able to get into it, but I could no longer hear it. Once in a while, I could hear it. So I don't know what happened. It seems like when we had a windstorm or something, and when it started to go bad, I don't know if that was related or not, but yeah, it's definitely back to the way it was, or even better. JC8S is at the...
So are you back and warm for the time being, or are you going like certain days here, certain days up north?
As of now, just Wednesdays in Center Line, and then all the other days up north.
Okay, copy that, and I say copy that because you're crackling up a little bit there. I don't know if you're probably maybe in a funny zone or a funny area, surrounded by buildings and stuff, but you know, you're still making it, though.
Yeah, I'm sitting under Royal Oak, which is known for that sponsor radio for some reason. It's an anomaly.
Well, if you're anywhere near downtown Royal Oak, it's no different than being in downtown Detroit. Yeah, because you just have buildings everywhere. You have a few condominium skyscrapers, and the rest are all skyscraper-style parking structures, because that's all they seem to build now in Royal Oak, are these massive parking structures. I don't even understand the concept of that. I mean, sure, they were running out of street parking with all the businesses and restaurants they have on the weekends going, but my gosh, that place is going to be parking structure city before you know it, and you won't be able to use a radio in that area because of the size of these buildings they're putting up. And these, now I don't want to say skyscraper because they're probably not more than 10 or 15 stories condominium stuff that they're putting up there, especially in the 11-mile, and main road areas. That's just insane. I wouldn't want to live there anyways, just because of the amount of trains that go through there.
Trying to leave some breaks here. Yeah, that's why during the Dream Cruise, the amateur radio operators have to deploy a mobile repeater because of that reason. It's just too hard to get into anything from here.
Yeah, I heard some of the police communications. They had some issues a couple of times with the Dream Cruise as well. They had to do some form of mobile relay system. This was several years back, but I was standing by an officer in the area 13 on Woodward, and they were like screaming at their radios because their radios weren't going through. But, they also said it was the heat because it was like one of the hottest Dream Cruises they ever experienced. So, combination of the both there. All right, today's Wednesday. Is it a national holiday or something that everybody's got the day off and you're the only one going into work and I'm the only one up talking to you? Come on, it's after 7 o'clock. Where is everybody? Somebody?
Someone pretty far away. You want to, I don't know where you're at, but try again. After Don, go ahead, Don.
No, I heard the call sign. It's Brian. Brian works for the Chrysler operation in one of the plants. What's the name of the company now? Stellantis, I think, is the name of the company. And he's probably sitting by his fan trying to stay cool and not venturing outside to say good morning. But we acknowledge you, Brian. We hear you. If you want to try again, go ahead.
All right, just this. I'm on my way out because it's warm in the plant, and they got nothing for me to do just yet. But I just wanted to let you know that I'm already at work.
Oh, good morning, Brian. Yeah, that was a lot better that time. Okay. Yep, we're all just, well, I am heading in. I don't know where everybody else is that's usually heading in about this time. Call sign is KC8SZ team.
Okay, Brian. Yeah, we copy you better now, and, you know, you stick your head outside there and catch a little bit of fresh air before you run back in and sit in front of your fan. But definitely be careful out there today, or actually inside today, and, you know, drink plenty of cold water and so on and so forth. And, you know, like I say, you know, just be careful and, you know, stay cool as much as possible. WRCY, whoops, W8RCY. Ah. See, this is what happens when we start talking about call signs. I get mixed up again.
Yeah, well, I heard that's also associated with old age, but I wouldn't know anything about that being a young man like myself. But of course, they provide water when it gets hot like this, so we've got plenty of cool, refreshing water. I got a fan that I park right behind me, and as long as I'm not actively up and working, I'll be fine.
I haven't been on that side of the radio world in a little while, so I haven't got those two mixed up. Go ahead, Doc.
Well, like Brian said, I'm old, and that's part of the reason why I got an easy vanity call sign, because it goes with my other call sign, and yet I mix them up, and so it's like I can't get what I wanted, you know, with my initials or nickname initials or anything like that. And anyway, I was talking about doing the general. I'm going to start studying for my general in July, because I'll have a break in racing, my racing obligation, so I can start to concentrate on getting my general by the end of the year. That's a goal. I probably won't utilize it. It's just for all of those who helped me get my check, I just feel I'm kind of like, you know, a way of thanking them, I'll go one more level. And that's especially to the late Professor Don, who we lost just over a year ago this past week. So that's it there. But will I change it again? Maybe, if I can get what I want. Not, it's okay for now.
It's kind of like the Rolling Stones said, you might not always get what you want, but you get what you need. And when you make a mistake, you're not that far off. Somebody might not even notice. But, all right, gentlemen, I got to get out of here. I got to go get my work area set up. I just thought I'd remind Don that I always listen this early in the morning. KF8CWF, I'll be clear on your guys' final.
All right, Brian, have a good day. Thanks for jumping in. Go ahead, Don.
It's so quiet, I don't even hear crickets. That's pretty bad. Okay, Brian, stay cool. Drink a lot of water. Like you said, you're fortunate that they supply it to you. That's a lifesaver right there. Yep. But, and thank you for reminding me that I'm old, too. You have a way of saying it, and it doesn't bother me. Okay. Well, Ray, I'll let you finish driving and get set up there for the landing strip there, and as you're bringing it in. And you, sir, have a great day. You yourself stay cool, and just make it a good one. We'll clear the channel, see if anybody else is going to be out there or not, and just make the best of it. W-8-R-C-Y. We'll be pretty much listening, sandbagging, something. I don't know. Have a great day.
All right, I'll be here for another 10, 15 minutes. Casey, it has with you.
KSATAP, just coming on. First conversation going on this morning about getting ready to take off out the door. Everybody's still listening.
W-8-R-C-Y. I heard a operator station calling out there. I had the volume turned down. I had to get coffee. You want to try that again?
Yes, KFHEAP coming in through BERT.
Well, good morning. You're solid into the system. My name here is Donald. I'm down in Madison Heights, Michigan area. About 696 and I-75.
This is Luke, and I'm just coming up to M-57, just past M-13.
Well, welcome to the morning roundtable we have here, but it doesn't seem like there's only just two of us out here this morning, myself and another operator who's just about to get to work. But, yeah, just wondering if everybody's not going to go to work today because of the weather and just got to stay home and stay cool. I'm retired, so I just got to go turn on the air conditioning in a little while when I need it. But yeah, it's definitely going to be a hot one for sure.
That's what they're saying. Lucky me, I get to work outside all day.
I was once a meat cutter for Farmer Jack's grocery stores down here in the metro Detroit area, and I would work in 38, 39 degree temperatures all year round. But in the summertime, at days like this, we wear, you know, cooler jackets, cooler vests, some kind of, you know, long johns or something that you might want to call them, or something just to keep warm underneath everything. When you have to go outside and unload a truck or do sanitation processes and stuff where we take the equipment outside and wash it, this kind of heat, and you're still wearing all that stuff, you pretty much end up taking everything off. But when you're unhauling, you know, when you're unloading trucks, you don't want to get your regular clothes dirty, but so you still at least wear a jacket or a coat. Put your coat over your stuff. But, man, I remember those days back in the mid-70s to the mid-80s when you're out there in the heat. And, yeah, it was unbearable for me back then, and I was, what, 40 years younger, too.
Yeah, that sounds like a time. It would be nice on days like this, but I don't know. I have gotten kind of used to going out in the heat, and then coming winter time around, I start getting used to the cold again.
Well, being in the industry like I was for nearly 20 years and working in that kind of temperature setting, yeah, you get used to it all year round. You know, that was just a way of life. So in the wintertime now for me, and I'm in my 60s, I'm used to the cold. I can adjust to the cold. The wind, oh, I have serious problems when it's, you know, 30 degrees out, you know, or a ray of freezing, and that wind is just blowing and howling. I do not go outside now. But if it was just, you know, no wind and it's 30 degrees, I can go outside and do a few, you know, I don't shovel snow or anything like that anymore. But the fact of the matter is I can bear it more than, you know, bear it better than what I thought I was at my age versus when I was in my 20s, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm still a few decades off from retirement yet. I'm only in my 30s now. But I'm kind of curious to see how far I can get on this little HP coming, because I'm going up to Owosso, so.
Well, that's impressive if you're on an HP, because there's no static, there's no scratching. I mean, really, if you're solid, I wouldn't say 100% full quality, but definitely, whatever setup you have there, it's definitely working for you with being an HP.
There's just a little Baofeng AR-5RM from 10 watts.
Well, there you go. 10 watts has a lot to do with it, because some of these earlier Baofengs, I think they only started out at 5 watts when they first came out, the original UV-5R. I think it's only 5 watts, and then the first updated version, I think, was 8 watts. Now, you can get Baofengs that look like Motorola APXs. You know, they're cased like an APX, and those things are kicking out 10 plus watts. But, no, for what you're running, and the way you sound, I'm impressed, especially if you're mobile, with what you have. With it being also you being, by the sound of your call sign there, you're probably a recent newbie to the ham world. Are you planning on going further up the ladder and updating your equipment as finances permit?
Absolutely, yeah. I just got a call sign back end of March, I believe. But yeah, I definitely will be getting some upgrades around soon, hopefully.
Well, that's good. It's nice to hear the younger generation get into this stuff. I waited 50 years to get mine, and I was just the biggest procrastinator in the world. Had a GMRS license all that time, and I met up some guys in a ham club, and they were welcoming GMRS operators and helping them get their ham tickets, and that's pretty much how I did it. And I said, well, I procrastinated long enough, and I got a big group of guys around me who helped me kind of like steered me in the right direction. I used an online study course and focused on it for 2 months straight, and I pretty much aced it. So I'm a technician. So in July, after I got some other obligations that I'm working on right now, I'll have some free time to start studying, and the goal is to have my general by the end of the year. And unfortunately, I live in an HOA, so I can't put up a bunch of things, so I'm kind of restricted on what I'm going to use. But, I just want to get it now for the prestige. It's like a little star or something on the corner of your license that, you took it one step further. I'll never go to extra, because that's just too far out of my league. It's costly, because I am retired, fixed income, blah, 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 heard of old stories. But where I've been now in the last 8 months or so that I've had my ham ticket, I am thoroughly enjoying it, especially the technology.
Yeah, I took my general at the same time as the technician. I missed it by a few questions. I got over half the night, but I was still quite shy of getting the general. I actually got into GMRS first at the beginning of the year, because I found out my boss still has his repeater set up on the office, and we haven't used that at the office in quite a few years, but it's still active, so I asked him if we could use it at work, and he's like, yeah, sure. So I got my license for that, and then just went right, nosedived right into ham.
W8RCY.
Yeah,
with me just being in GMRS for as long as I was, I just never saw a need to convert to amateur, but being around this new group of people, and like I said, the technology in that is what really fascinated me, so that's why I kind of finally took the nosedive and did it. Do I have any regrets that I didn't do it sooner? Some, I remember right out of high school 51 years ago, I had the opportunity to become an amateur operator, and I just said, nah, it's not me. I don't want to learn code, and I really don't have an interest in talking all over the world. Besides, if I try to put towers up in my parents' backyard, I would not have any parents anymore because they would kill me. But they allowed me to put up a CB antenna back in the day, but that was about it. But now that, like I said, I live in an HOA, senior citizen campus, I just can't see how I'm going to be able to put certain antennas or wire systems up for antennas and things like that. I'm just trying to get a beam antenna up right now that's inconspicuous.
Yeah, I actually already got a tower. I just haven't set it up yet. My buddy welded me up a tilt base out of, like, thick steel. And pretty soon, I'd say in the next 6 weeks, I plan to have that erected and get some kind of up on there and see where I can go from there.
Well, they say height is might. So if you get that, you know, you get your antennas up high, that's a great thing. I have an advantage of living in a high-rise portion of the campus where I'm up about 85, 90 feet in the air, but unfortunately I'm surrounded by trees that are about 100 to 120 feet up in the air. But I do get a strong signal out. I can hit, you know, being in Madison Heights, 12 miles north of Detroit, I can hit the repeaters in Detroit with no problem, even on an HT. So I've got the height, and I've got some good strong penetration through the foliage, and so I'm able to get my signals out. And I'm talking a 8-watt Nuxon EG UV9 EX model handheld right now. And but I'm only about 4 or 5 miles from the repeater.
It sounded pretty clear, so that's good. So that is pretty good height there.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, that's my only saving grace right now. But I only have about 2 or 3 repeaters that I can hit because I'm facing in one direction. And a lot of my repeaters are to the north of me on the other side of this high rise. And the one that is I'm talking on now is to the north and east slightly. We're almost on the same baseline. We are all on the same road, but there's about, like I say, about a 5-mile distance, but close enough to where I can reach it. But I got a lot of repeaters to the north of me, and fortunately, some of them are linked enough to where I can hit the ones down towards the city of Detroit and link up to the ones that I need to get to in other places. All right, well, I will let you go. I'll let you continue your drive. Pleasure talking to you. Pleasure meeting you. Welcome to Ham Radio, and I hope it's enjoyable for you. W8RCY, name is Donald. Have a great day.
All right, you too, Donald. I'm not too far from work anyways. Catch you later. KF8EAP.
Well, good morning. A little worried out there that I was the only one on the air this morning, and everybody took off to Alaska to stay cool and left me behind.
No, sir. It's just been a hectic couple of days, and yesterday I had to do that Ford golf outing out in Novi, and of course it's hour and a quarter there and a 2-hour drive back, and I was just frustrated, so I didn't do anything except listen to the FM radio. So, God, that's terrible what they've done to the traffic in this state. It's just disgusting. There's no way to get to Novi from here, especially at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I have a nephew that works for General Motors downtown in the soon-to-be-vacant Renston, and he lives in Northville, back in 6 Mile, and even though he's not really impacted by the construction, all these people that are rerouting because of the construction is affecting his ride into and from work, because people have to get around all the mess and everything. So, yeah, he's got his horror stories, and he doesn't even have any construction in his area. Just the overload.
Oh, yeah. The overload was unbelievable. It just didn't stop, and there was no escaping it. And every time the GPS said, you want to try this for a shorter route, it not only told me that, it told everybody else that. And a lot of people are just hostile. I mean, just hostile. I had one state lady, you know, she's driving a state car, not a police car, but, you know, like one of the state, you know, bureaucracy cars. And she literally did everything she could to cut me off at a high speed. I mean, it was just unbelievable how hostile people are. Everybody's so upset over this, you know.
And they see, and in the way I see it, this is just my opinion, nobody else's, these same hostile people are the ones who are screaming at the governor to, you know, to basically, you know, fix the darn roads, lady. Come on, fix them. Well, okay, they're getting fixed. They're getting actually totally rebuilt, like 696 has been rebuilt. You know, first year in Macomb County, now they're working on it in Oakland County. But my argument is the fact is you guys got to hire better contractors than Ajax or what's the other guy's name, Carlo. They're the only two companies that do this stuff, and it shows in their shoddy workmanship. It's on 696 here through Macomb County. That freeway was less than 40 years old. It was built before my first daughter was born, and it was had to be redone, you know, totally demolished and redone.
Yeah, I got all that. And I guess the other part of it, too, is, you know, okay, I agree, the road's got to be redone and all that other stuff. I got all of that, but, you know, and then they take all the other strategies and they start construction on those, too. 11 mile was down to one lane. 12 mile was down to one lane. You know, I mean, it was like everywhere it sent me. Okay, so then it says, well, I got a shorter road. Let's go 11 mile. So anyway, so I tried that, and then they cut that down to one lane, you know, just to fix a drain or something. It was like, oh, my gosh, people, you know, okay, there's got to be some coordination here, you know. I got all this needs to be done. I agree with all of that. I'm actually kind of glad it's all done, but, you know, it's like, let's plug up all of the other roads, too, is, you know, let's do this construction, let's do that construction. So, oh, well. Enough of that. Like they said, there's two seasons in Michigan, construction season and winter season, and both of them are ugly. So how are you doing?
I am doing good. I had my monthly heart check on the first Tuesday of the month yesterday, and I've kind of sort of been flying colors. I didn't see my cardiologist. He's about a mile and a half from me, so I just go to Coral Health Urgent Care Center right across Key Quincy here, right across the street from me, and they do it all there, and then they send everything forward to my cardiologist, and if there's any questions, I go in and see him. But I told them everything, and, you know, they ran the EKGs, and I told them what happened to me back on the 9th when I was in the hospital, that my blood pressure dropped and all these other things went wrong. But, so it's all in the report, and when I went yesterday, they didn't see anything that would have sounded any alarms to them. But like I say, pending the report when my doctor reads it, whether or not I see them or not later on this month, it's all good. So I'm healthy there. Had a stressful day yesterday. I didn't get everything done I wanted to get done. So I was up at 5 o'clock this morning ordering codes, buying radio, and so that was going on. And, yeah, slowly but surely, step by step, just patiently taking it one step at a time. And, you know, you being patient with me and doing everything else, I probably won't get the radio to Sean until this weekend, because I know he's probably busy. So I'll hand it to him on Saturday, and I'll
he'll get it out to you one day next week. Again, there is no rush. I have a working radio I'm talking to you on, and as long as I can do that, I'm happy with it. And I've always believed in the one thing, good things come to those who wait, and I will wait patiently for all the updates to be taken care of.
Well, the X7550, that's going to go quick. That you just wanted to change to the other GMRS repeater, and there was something else you put in your note. That I can do in like 5 minutes. The mobile radio, that's going to take longer. That's going to be the one that's going to take patience, because that one's going to have to be a complete rewrite, because you might not even be able to copy and paste that. So that one's going to be a little bit tougher. But the other one, that's easy. I mean, if I hit a damn laptop, but the problem is that wideband entitlement, as they call it. If you don't purchase that, then it doesn't, and I own it on only one machine. So that's why you have to bring the radio to the computer. You can't really, and I don't have a laptop really that would do it, or put one on. Just a second, I get a phone call. WADD.
W8RCY, standing by.
C, repeat.
W8FSM, ABA Pierre, ground truck.
W8RJD, mobile. W8CBT.
K8BB.
Hey, Don, how's it going?
Carol, mine doesn't signal on the repeater. Sorry, I was not able to make it the other day. I was full up with work. But out in Auburn, Rochester Hills right now, the repeater's got a good signal. But I'm going down between hills. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. So did you figure out how to reprogram your HT?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got that. I got this reprogrammed, and I got that radio reprogrammed, and the one in the basement, I had to unhook everything because we're having some plumbing work done, but I did have that one reprogrammed too, so that's easy once you figure it out.
Yeah, you got that ICOM U16, I think. I had one of those a long time ago. That's the one I'm thinking of. Is that right, or is it a different one?
The one I've got is it's the 32AT. It's the big one from, I think, the same era. I know the one you're thinking of, the Micro 2 and the Micro 4 or whatever, but the one I tend to sit outside with is the 32AT.
Oh, okay. No, I'm thinking of they had one that was a commercial one. It was called the U16. It was, you had to get the programming, you had to do this, like, X pattern on the keyboard. You had to get it to do, like, 15, 9, 3, 5, 7 or whatever, like an X, you know, to get into the programming. It wasn't obvious, so I thought that's the one you had.
I don't know. I'm not a professional like you guys. I don't have the commercial gear. Just the amateur stuff. No, it's from about 1989, 1990, I think. Just kind of a big old handheld from back in the day. The things that I lusted over that I could not afford when I was a kid. So when I find them, I'm like, wow, this is great for its day, but it certainly outlived its usefulness as far as technology.
Yeah, but the stuff still works, so. All right. But you got it working. Yeah, I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to need help working on my HF antenna. I'm probably going to try to shoot for that in a couple of weeks. And if you can help with that, that's great.
Yep. Yeah, I saw the notes about Step IR, too, so I hope you're able to get parts and materials and things if you need. But, yeah, I'll be around. Well, like I said, I'll remain alert.
Yeah, I already got the parts. They got way more parts than I need. You know, they told me when I contacted them and sent them a picture and everything, I said, what do I need to fix this? And they said, well, we only sell it as a kit, but it's got everything you need. You'll have extra parts you can use if you never need them. So I ordered it, and, I have the ARRR insurance, so most of it got paid for except for $25. So it was like over $400 for this kit. And then then I go to look at it and I said, well, wait a minute, I need those little struts that go in the corners that pull everything tight. And they said, oh, that's extra. I said, no, wait a minute. I said, you told me I had everything I needed and I sent you the photos. They ended up sending me those two parts for free. So, should have everything. So I got all these extra parts, and all I needed were really two things. I needed those struts, and I needed a fiberglass pole. And I've got all these extra parts now.
Boy, don't you feel good now. You get them to send you the parts for free, and the announcer are going out of business. I hope you're happy.
He did it. Go and bankrupt the company. Well, good. I'm glad you got all the parts. At least they were accommodating, and they were like, nope, we're shutting our doors, you're SOL. They didn't do that to you.
No, they didn't even tell me they were doing that. I just found out when Sean sent that notice. Which, by the way, Sean. Your audio's like half as much as Don's, so I missed what you said because I had the volume down talking to Don. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, I was going to say it was about half as much as you, too. Or maybe two-thirds as much as you.
I'm where I'm going. Okay,
okay, I bumped it up a little. Maybe I wasn't talking to it straight on, but is this any better?
Yes, Q5. It seems to have about that right level to my ear in the car on my 1-inch speaker.
Okay, I was probably just not talking loud and too far away from the mic. That was probably 90% of it.
Okie dokie. Well, 7-3, Phil. We'll catch you later. And, hello, Sean.
Howdy, howdy. Yeah, I just wanted to get the, poke in there. Phil for bankrupting Step IR. Now I won't own one for sure. How goes the construction?
It goes not yet, but soon. I think he's, starting... He's either coming in this weekend or early next week. But we got the plumbing, or the faucet came, and the glass bottle washer thing came. And yesterday, they dropped off the sink. It's kind of a copper hammered sink. Looks really cool. So they dropped that off yesterday, FedEx. So stuff's coming together.
Cool. It'll be nice when you get it done. I know you've wanted it. I'm not quite picturing just a sink being all that exciting, but I don't have to deal with a dry wet bar.
Well, you know, having a dry wet bar is a pain. No, it's just something we've wanted for a while, and it's been the plumbing is the hard part, Major. Head wrap around, you know, get into analysis paralysis, as I know you know all that all too well. So we finally had a captive guy, and he said, "Hey, I can do this. I just did this in my house." Great, thanks. You're hired. And he's a friend, and he's in the neighborhood, so it all kind of works out.
Imagine getting water to it's probably the easier thing. It's getting water away from it is probably the harder part, but I don't know. Hard to say.
Yeah, we're going to have to do one of those ventless vents because there isn't going to be a vent in that spot. There's no vent stack on that side of the wall, so it'll have to have a little those little ventless things that go under the sink are. So I have to try to hide that somehow. Because it's going to be kind of exposed, but not my problem. He'll have some creative solution.
Yeah, that's the good thing with these. What the heck's this? What have I got coming to the house? FedEx. Oh, Chewy. It's pet food. But it always amazes me when I. You know, like, I visualize something, and then you get somebody that actually knows what they're doing, and, you know, somebody that, you know, and they just next level it. Just, I would have never thought of that, right? That's like when I try to think about what I could do with this place here, I'd like to do some modifications, and, you know, I know what I think, but if I get a pro to come in, I'll probably be amazed at what they come up with.
Yep. Well, that's what I'm hoping. Yeah, the sink showed up. It's bigger than I had anticipated. In my mind, the thing that was going to be there is very simple, very understated. Just a little rinse sink, you know, with cold water and a drain. And what it is evolving into is something a little nicer, a little bigger than what I anticipated. But it's not really my project. So I'm happy to say, yes, dear, that looks great. But anyhow. Well, they got 59 going through Pontiac here, down to one lane eastbound. And it is all backed up, and you can't turn across it. How am I supposed to go home, people?
to go out to the light, and hopefully some good Samaritan lets me through. Anyway, in answer to your question, yeah, not yet, so, but soon. But I'm off the air for a while, so less ham radio and more record spinning.
Hey, nothing wrong with that, but as far as the size of the sink goes, I don't think you could ever go wrong with more. You know, you'd probably freak out at first, but once you get it, you'll probably be, well, I'm sure glad we did that. Too small, and you'd be always going, damn it. You know, so I think that's, I know it applies, there's certain things that always applies for, you know, whatever you get, always get a little bit more, especially when it comes to, like, storage type things. You always underestimate. It's not quite the same, but I imagine it's a similar thing.
Yeah, well, the space where it is really small, and we don't want to move things around to make that any bigger. Anyway, so on radio stuff, I was logged into LOTW the other day, and I got a few more digital confirmations that trickled through. I think I'm up to 85 confirmed, which once you kind of cross that threshold, I'm like, well, I can find the next 15. That can be done. So that's kind of cool. Once I get things put back together, I may try to focus on that. One more certificate, and then I can say, all right, now I'm done for a while. Just be casual.
And that would be what, DXCC, digital only, FTA?
Yep, yeah, it'll be digital only. So they don't have a distinction for radio or digital or PSK or whatever, it's just digital. But like I said, I've been handicapping myself by doing just FT8 and just 30 meters. So, there's a few that I've worked that have not come through, so I know there's probably 3 or 4 or 5 more out there that, you know, maybe they don't do LOTW, or maybe they're waiting a year to upload stuff so they can, you know, send them $2 and they'll send you the quick confirmation type thing. So, I think there's a few more out there. So that'll be fun. Anyhow, I'm at home. I'm going to go in and get some coffee and lunch and continue working.
Yep, I got to get back out. I cut the back. I usually do I divide my yard into three. There's the front, and then there's front half of the back, and the back 40. And I just got through doing the whole back. So I just got 2/3 of my grass knocked out. The pollen is really getting to me. My eyes are just miserable. I came inside, took a Benadryl, and trying to let it pass, but I got to get out there and finish the front. The part everyone sees, or at least sees more. So, back to that. W8FU.
Yeah, well, in Canada is burning down again, too, so but I know yesterday or the day before, I really, every time I was outside, I was coughing a little bit. I'm usually not sensitive to that, or at least I don't think I am, but I, like a scratchy throat from the particles in the air or whatever. All right, go have fun. Catch you later. KADD.
W8FU, KADD.
Yeah, Joe, just for a minute, because I do got to get back to the grass.
The only reason I reached out is because I was watching the news, and as you might know already, but I'll say it anyhow. So you want to cut the rest of your grass before 2 o'clock. So good luck on that. Good luck on the allergies.
Yep. That's why I wanted to get out there and rush, because I heard that within the hour we potentially could have some storms. So thanks for the heads up. W8FU.
on a computer.
This is KSA EDQ monitoring.
KF8EDQ K8WOJ.
Copy that, K-E-8-W-O-K. How are you doing today? This is KSA EDQ.
Yes, sir, I'm hanging in there. I'm fat, dumb, and ugly, same as every day. And it's W-O-J. How are you? The name's Rick over here on this end.
Copy that. I have Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar J, as in justice. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I've been keeping busy. I've been working today and walking my dogs and otherwise monitoring the radio and throwing my call sign out every once in a while. And yeah, having a pretty good productive day. How's your day going?
Well, I'm alive and kicking, so I suppose it's going pretty good. And you have any luck on sending out your call on other repeaters there? Because it just seems like we got like 30-some repeaters in the Detroit area, you know, southeast Michigan area. Seems like most of the data are all dead.
Yeah, copy that. I mean, sometimes there's traffic, usually in the early in the morning, like around 7 o'clock, and then in the evening. There's a group of gentlemen that will speak on this network, on this frequency, right around 7 and for about a half an hour, and then sometimes when they're on their way home from work or whatever, they'll jump on, but it can be pretty quiet during the day. There's another repeater up in Saginaw that I heard another ham jump in on, and I tried to call him back, but I must have just missed him because he didn't answer my call. So anyway, there's the guy out in Wisconsin that checks in on my local 2-meter repeater, and his name's Terry, and I thought I heard him, but I must have been mistaken. But it's nice to meet you, Rick. My name is Mike. I'm from Saginaw. I'm coming at you from the James Township repeater. And other than that, it's been a fantastic day. I have no complaints.
KJO, got you in there. Go right ahead and then hand it back over to Mike, KAWOJ.
Good afternoon, fellas. This is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. Call sign Kilo Charlie, Kilo Juliet Oscar. You guys, by the sound of your call signs, you're relatively new to the hobby.
Yeah, copy that, Tom. I'm KF8EDQ, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec. I've had my call sign for maybe 3-4 weeks, maybe. I'm still new. I'm still, I think I'm done setting up all my radios and whatnot, but, I'm still new, still making contacts, still learning the lingo, as it were. But, go ahead there, Rick.
Yeah, hello, Hello, Tom. KEAWOJ. Rick over in West Bloomfield, kind of a little bit south west of Pontiac there. Nice to talk with you. Yeah, I'm kind of new. I've only got 2 years in it. I was real gung-ho that first year going crazy in it, and I've kind of slowed way down now. I don't fire up the base a whole lot anymore. I kind of get out here on, when I come out to have a cigar on the porch there, I bring a HT with me, and that's about the only time I seem to turn it on anymore. go ahead, Tom.
Hey, guys, I've got frequency to hit. FBI Network and CNN Network, they're all intertwined. That's why you talk. I'm right on Jake's town. That's repeater. And I'm on the Warren repeater, which is 2600. That's Sean, W8FU. And here's a great area to go. Welcome aboard. I've been in AM since 1998. KJO Friday.
Yeah, copy that, Tom. Yeah, it's good to meet you, and looks like you're coming, in the Detroit area, the Warren repeater, you said, and that's cool. It's nice to meet you, and I think I'll be just on the monitoring side. I just thought I'd throw my call sign out there and see if anybody was listening, and luckily enough, someone was, so... thanks for calling me out there, KE8WOJ. This is KF8EDQ. I'll be clear and monitoring after you guys' final.
Okay, Mike, have yourself a great day. You're sounding real good. And they got a really nice link system hooked up here, and I think it's hooked up to Central Michigan. They do a really good job. There's that old saying, if you want something done right, do it yourself. And those guys set up their own system. They did a really good job. And, Tom, I think from your call sign, I think they call you Cujo, if I'm not mistaken.
That is I, KTAKGO. Cujo stands for the KGO. That's easy to remember. That's how I learned to remember my own call sign. KTA Cujo.
Yeah, Roger that. I knew it wasn't because you were a mean old dog. Sound like a pretty nice fella.
Yeah, the MI5 network is, what's this one? MI1, I think it is. UHF connectivity. Yeah, if you go to W8, Whiskey 8, Charlie, Mike, November.net, W8CMN.net, you'll see all the, MI5, MI1, with the UHF, VHF, and the DMR links with all star nodes. Just check out the webpage. It's pretty cool. That's how I got all mine in there. I know where the Jamestown repeater is at. I use that one when I go the west side of the state for work.
Yeah, I believe I have that one loaded in my phone there. Even the phone browsers now, they've got multiple tabs, so I got a bunch of stuff loaded and they're ready to go all the time. And one of them is that CMN network there. It shows all the link repeaters there. It's kind of nice to watch. Although it doesn't really, I'd like to say, I'd kind of like if I could break it down better to which of the K8 FBI repeaters somebody was coming in on, but it usually just says, K8 FBI, but it doesn't tell you which one. But yeah, it's kind of nice to be able to sit there and watch that go on.
Yeah, it's a pretty expansive network. I've gotten up as high as, I think, Makati on 75 on the, through the FBI in Central Michigan. So, pretty well-versed systems out there. Be right back. I've got to make a phone call. KCA, KKO.
I'll be standing by.
KE8WOJ, KE4CYQ.
Oh, gone it. See what happens when you don't lock the screen door. How you doing, Joe?
Well, could be a lot better, but I'm sitting here relaxing, trying to recuperate, and got some plans for fixing up the body a little bit. Nothing major, but I was just sitting watching the recording of the press conference, Caroline Levitt, I think it's called. She's one hot chick, and I don't mean just look. She's got a brain. She's quick-witted.
And she's married, so whoever her husband is, it's got to be one lucky dude. Back to you.
Reminds me of an old poster I used to see in the shop that I worked in. There's this beautiful lady in a little bathing suit kind of thing, and on the bottom it said, no matter how good she looks, somebody somewhere is sick of her crap.
Well, in all honesty, this press conference woman that handles the press conferences now, the new one with the new administration, she is quick as a whip. She's got brains. She's attractive. I mean, literally, seriously, what more could you ask for? I mean, it's one thing to have somebody look good or somebody have either good looks or good brains, but not both. Somebody you could talk to and relate with. She's on top of things politically. Imagine what she is on other things, you know. She's not one to sit there and say, honey, can you fix this faucet?
I'm back.
Tom, go ahead and hand it over back to Joe.
I forgot what we were conversing about. That's one of those days. I had to grab a phone call. I had to make an appointment for Monday. But yeah, that the new Presbyterian, she's a whip. She's a smart cookie. I have my co-chair on my planning commission, and she's sharp as a tack as well.
Well, in all honesty, I've never been a woman basher or whatever, or any kind of a basher, really. But when you see somebody that's got all she's got with what she seems to have, it's rare and it's nice and it's a breath of fresh air. Over to you, Rick.
Yeah, I really never was a woman basher either a whole lot until I started going to this one particular church, and I was single. And, you know, the ladies there just can't have that kind of thing. So they were trying to fix me up all the time. So I got kind of tired of that. So I thought I got to put a stop to this. So I started bashing all the ladies. And it turned into a lot of fun, actually. We had the old men-women war going on in there. Just having a lot of fun, though. But unfortunately, a few ladies took offense to it. But it's just the way it goes. Tom, go ahead.
I respect them all. I have no reason not to, even when I was single. Well, except for my ex-girlfriend. She's a mental case.
KV4ZYQ in the group. Well, mark my words, guys. You heard it here first. I wouldn't be surprised. I would be comfortable, no matter how our country goes, which I hope is a good way, when we survive and live out our lives with safety, security, happiness, whatever. It's not a market that's so outrageous you can't afford anything. But mark my words, this Caroline Leavitt, I would not be surprised and be very comfortable saying that she might run for president one day. And if she does, I don't think she's got the whip, the knowledge, the smarts, the approach, the appearance, everything. The way she handles herself is rare for man or woman. Over to you, Rick.
Yeah, Joe, are you connected to the Warren? Because you don't sound like normal. You're kind of drifting in and out, and a lot of noise on you there. Just an FYI. And Keith and David are on the PLW there. Go ahead.
Hey, Joe, it sounds like you're coming in and out. You must be on the HT at the house there, coming off of what, the USB?
Okay, E4ZYQ, I think I was on the FI, now I'm on the other one. Is that a little better there, Rick?
Yes, sir, there you are. Night and day difference there. Tom, go ahead.
I'm on the Warren repeater. It's just a little bit cleaner for me. I tend to overmodulate on the try to bounce between Richmond and Warren and Phil's repeater.
This should be the UHF-625. Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but, you know, we got the, Rick, we got the, what do you call it, in the background group sometimes, too, so that could be a part of it. But maybe just signal. But anyhow, I just heard, scanning to find this one, I just heard Keith on the going the home group coming home from work. Over to you, Rick.
Yeah, that's what I said on the last one there. Keith and David were on the PLW there on their way home. And, yeah, you sound a whole lot better now. Luckily, Phil, this West Bloomfield repeater, I'm glad they got that up and running again because I have a heck of a time getting into the FBI system from here. But going through, I'm only like a mile and a quarter from the West Bloomfield repeater there, so I can get in real easy now. Go ahead.
It's just a network that's ever expanding.
Tom, forgive me for not officially saying good afternoon to you and identifying you, but I'll say it now, good afternoon. But, yeah, this one here, I think it would be closer to the FBI, which I think is in Warren, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe I'm mistaken. Over to you, Rick.
Yeah, Warren, Mount Clemens, Romeo, I think they'd all be almost about the same reach for you. It just depends on which direction. Like here, my I seem to go southeast, south, southwest real easy, long way. Going east, west, or north, I seem to have trouble getting out there a little bit. And, oh, shoot. Something else I was going to add, and it's already gone. It sucks getting old. KEAWOJ. Tom, go ahead.
You're at that age, Rick, where your only thought is an afterthought. And Joe, good afternoon to you, too. And I'll see you at the RP meeting on, what is that, 2 weeks or something like that. And now I said usually to Wally. KCK Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
KE4ZYQ in the group. Well, I'm sure glad I got my grocery shopping in yesterday, because I do not want to do it today, and I'm paying the price of going out yesterday and getting all I got done. Got some gas in the car and groceries and bringing them in the house and getting everything organized. And now I'm paying the price. So and today and the next few days it might rain. So I picked the day that didn't rain. I got a nice day of food in the house and the choices. And a few libation here, a little bit of beer to knock off the edge on the day or something once in a while. Over to you, Rick.
Yeah, I was just noticing a nice little blood stain on my nice new gray pair of sweatpants here. looks like the Rowdy Rambo got me again. Tom, go ahead. It's a cat of mine. He's not happy unless he's tearing me up. AWOJ. Tom, go ahead.
Now that's nothing. Try being stepped on the foot by a 1,500-pound animal. I ate my daughter's horse on more than one occasion. But I'm almost to my destination over here at 19 and change, but I'll be back on the so let me take you guys for now.
Tom, well, thanks for letting me jump in between you and Rick, and you're at the end of your string anyhow, so being you're getting home to the home QTH maybe. Good talking with you. Thanks for the cue, so back to you, Rick.
Yeah, 7-3's Tom, and I have had that happen, a big stud Arabian. he decided to try to go through a doorway at the same time I did. He didn't want me going first, apparently, and stood right on my foot. I couldn't move. It was hard getting him off of it. Lucky he didn't break all the toes. And I'll remember that all of my days, that's for sure. But have a good one, and we'll catch you later. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. KEAWOJ.
KE4ZYQ. Well, Rick, one horse story for you, since you guys brought up horses. Back when I was in high school, my senior year, a group of us went to a stable, and we decided to go ride horses.
And the guy running the stable was asking everybody if they knew how to ride and tell them things to do and this and that. And he asked me, have you ever ridden before? I says, well, one time. He gives me this horse that when I get on it and get out of the stable, it tears off, and I could not stop it for the life of me. It ran through the path that you're supposed to be riding so fast. I had to duck so I didn't get hit by overhanging limbs. And I was the first one out and the first one back from the stable. And that was the most horrible horseback riding thing I ever had. I should have got a discount that day. Back to you.
Yeah, when I lived in Lakeville, Laird there, we had a neighbor that had a horse farm. She raised Arabians, and she boarded a few others. And anyway, she asked me if I wanted to go for a ride with her one day. She was riding this big Arabian stallion, and I was on this quarter horse. And we were going down this back gravel road there. We looked down, and all of a sudden she kind of looked at me and grinned, and she kicked that horse of her, that Arabian hers. He took off like a bolt of lightning. And this quarter horse took off with her. Almost threw me off the back. He was laughing like crazy. I didn't think it was a whole lot. It was real funny, but anyway, Joe, I think I'm going to wander over to the PLW there and say hi to David and Keith.
Sounds good. KE4ZYQ clear. Frequency QSY. KE4ZYQ clear.
WOJ QSY.
I forgot to congratulate you on your new call sign, W8RCY. Good afternoon.
Yeah, everybody's ribbing me about it. I didn't really think anything of it. Even my wife ribbed me about it.
I was just going to say, probably nobody's going to talk to him. Nobody wants VD. Keep it up, still here.
Yep, well, I'm from CP to DD. Could make fun of that. And then we got the W8FU. So we got all sorts of little acronyms floating around here, Jeff.
Well, I've got a new ending for mine. It's W8 Real Crazy Youper for mine.
Yep. Oh, wow. Who knows? Maybe I'll be one of those guys that changes my call signs like every 6 months. I guess it's the end thing to do. Although there is one for Phil. Actually, perfect. W-A-T-R. I told him, I said, you get that one. The A-D-A-T-R right now is the version of that initial. I said, you need to you're there that day and apply for that one. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, you're not making it very well, but I just said with the right sexual orientation, I think I'd rather have the FU than the BD, but yeah. Oh, my. Carry on. I'm just getting done with work. Keep it up there.
Well, look at the bright side of things. Nobody's going to yell at you. So, I don't know why I'm not in here very good. I really got to fix this radio. I think I'm going to do that. I'm heading home right now. I'm going to grab a meter and see what's going on.
Well, I mean, the reason why I congratulated you is just because of the struggles that you went through. You know, and I guess you missed out on the one that you wanted and everything else, and now that you've got something, you know,
regardless of the, you know, the connotations with it, you've got something different than the what you had. So, you know, I just remember the struggles of what you went through and so on and so forth. I can't get anything with my initial DMG or my nickname DBK anywhere, and that's why I just ended up, you know, morphing my, shortening my GMRS call sign. But I can't get anything close to what I wanted, and that's why I did what I did.
No, your call fits you perfectly. I mean, that worked out really, really well. So, nothing wrong with that. What else did people just say? Can't forget, can't remember. Yeah, well, anyways, I'm pulling in the driveway. Saturday for me is going to be a 50-50. I got the grandkids, but I can bring the boy with me. All I got to do is give him a little SRS radio, and he'll be happy. So I'm in the driveway. I'm going to go let the dogs out. They've been in there a couple minutes, and they're going to be, like, all over me. And one of them just saw me in the window. So WNRCY, WABD.
Well, if you can make it Saturday, I'll bring the radios. They're packaged up in a nice little black case with a handle on it. So, yep, they're in bubble wrap, ready to be transported some way, shape, or form. But we'll try for Saturday, if not next week. Again, no rush, no worries. Got the note ordered today, so that's all good. Sean double-checked the application for me to make sure it was all correct. And it's sent on its way, along with, you know, the payment and everything. So, yeah, we're good to go on that. I have a good evening, and we hope to see you Saturday. W8RCY, we're clear. Really crazy Uper. Real crazy Uper.
Later, Peter.
W8, Peter.
senior tech pay, which is like 2 over cap, and then I get another 1.5 for being shift premium, something like that.
Okay, so they make it work for you. That's awesome. Yeah, I prefer the early shift. Right now I'm 7 to 3:30, so which is where I like to be. I like to get up early, get the work done, and then be able to get home and hang out, do all the things.
I don't do much when I get home. I just sit on my derriere and just lean back on the couch and relax, or at least try to, aside from having 3 dogs jump on me.
Yeah, well, I would imagine that's what I would do if I got out at the time that you do sometimes. I know I've talked to you and you're just on your way home at 7 p.m. So I'd feel the same way if I had gotten that late into the day.
I'm going to take the good with the bad, I guess. You know, the good is I get to sleep in. The bad is I get off later.
Yep, pros and cons to everything. You're probably sleeping for another 4 hours after I get up. 3 hours at least. I'm usually up at 5:30. So, when I go to bed at, you know, 9:30, 10. So it's just a matter of how you want to work your day.
I go to bed between 9:30 and 11 o'clock, depending on how my anxiety does. And then I'm usually up between 5:30 and 6:30 every morning, whether I like it or not.
Yep, I hear that. That's for sure. Hey, I just got to my destination. I'm going to hop out of the car. I'll catch up with you soon. K8RUH. But I'll likely be back in the car in a little while. I'll call out, see if you're still in the car, and have time to chat. Talk to you soon, Tom. Good talking.
I'm going to talk to you on the flip. KKKGO.
Hey, KWC, listening?
Kids are BPL mobile. Kids are BPL clear out.